Hello everyone, welcome to FirstJam 2022. I hope you are doing well and staying safe at your home. This is my first time speaking at FirstJam and I am super excited to present the talk. Before jumping into the talk, I am going to give you a little bit context about myself and who am I. I am Shivam Singhal, part of open source communities from past 5 years. Currently, I am working as a developer advocate at Upbound. At Upbound, we empower platform teams with Kubernetes-based approach for infrastructure management by allowing them to eliminate configuration drift and deliver more reliable applications. From the past 5 years, I have been involved with many open source projects of Mozilla and CNCF, be it as a contributor, maintainer, community manager, and helping other people and maintaining documentation, writing tutorials for them, and mentoring other newbies into the open source. So today I'm going to speak on nurturing developers communities in unprecedented times. And I love for this to be an interactive session and for the QA section to be a place for discussion. Even after this talk and QA is over, I love to invite anyone to discuss the topics that we will cover today and about how can we give the powers to the tech communities, to the developers, to the contributors, to the communities in these hard times. Most of our lives have rapidly changed and we are at a point where adapting this for the time is essential. And when we talk about communities, the two things that comes to my mind is the communities themselves and how we help our community members. As a developer, bringing values to our communities, helping the other developers to successful, helps them in achieving their goals is our main focus area. Being in this situation, it's really difficult that we are not able to go meet people in person at local meetups. Being quarantined has different impacts on different people. As we move forward with this talk, I will share insights on how to support them, nurture them in an efficient way to prepare them for the future. As you may have noticed that this picture has a lot of mess around with probably a developer who is frustrated in pandemic and busy with the laptop and maybe fixing some bugs in the code. And I guess most of us has the same problems in our home, at least me. COVID changed our life so quickly. While being working in IT industry, we are lucky enough to be able to work from home, but the pandemic changed how we communicate with each other and socialize. Earlier, we were able to meet each other and enjoy pizza in restaurants, but nowadays we don't have these options. Earlier, we can at least meet in monthly community meetups and share some foods. Now we can only meet each other on Zoom, talk to each other virtually, and pay for our own pizza. I love free pizzas though. So how does pandemic impact us as a developer? Most of us are working for some companies. Our communities are often our co-workers, our customers, but most importantly, they are also human. And in thinking about serving our communities as a developer relation professional, in light of the crisis, it's really, really important that we remember that we all are human and that we think about our communities, our co-worker, our customers as a human first, not just other people. Because if we think about them as the human and all that come along with that, we can think about how to serve and support them in a much different and better ways than how they are using our product or services and how much money they are giving to us. Speaking at conferences, building solid relationships with the people, meeting them in person is one of the major focus of developer relation job. And it's also fun growing your network, building relationships personally as well as professionally. A good way to network and make friends at the same time. After the pandemic, meetups and conferences are moved to online. It means that communication with other people won't be same, but it's definitely not going to stop us. Traditionally, a meetup would have some social time, but now what we have is an online platform where the speaker is talking and the audience might have a chat box to interact with each other. So where does that leave us? This pandemic is hard for everyone, but it didn't affect every one of us in the same ways. Many of us are comfortable to go meet other people in local meetups, but a lot of people even struggle in personal events. Pandemic helped people like these to talk to other people easily, as after pandemics, events are moved online and we feel comfortable as we can have real-time conversation with each other over chat in Discord or IRC. So how can we take advantages of these circumstances nowadays? Mainly, there are two aspects from which we can take advantages of this situation to empower the communities. One is from the organizer's view, and second is from the view of attendees. As organizers, we should use this situation to help other people in being more social and being with more open with other people by setting up the communications tools like Discord or Metrics, and invite attendees to communicate during the events with each other. And also it will help the people to open up more and communicate who are not used to communicate during in-person events. As the attendees, we can take the advantage of events getting organized online by communication and broadening our network. For in-person event, it was a little bit daunting for most of us to chat in person. Talking with people on Slack and Discord can be easy start for us, as it was hard to start a conversation and talk to new people in person, which you haven't met before. So now let's talk about the community development. The agenda I want to address, the organic process of making, nurturing, and working with the community step by step. So the first step is to learn about the community. If you want to be an active member of the community or a community leader, you should know the issue community has, what are the resources community needs, what is the hierarchy of the community, and how is the process of decision making works in your community. In starting, you should attend the community events regularly. You should observe the projects. In long run, it will help you in providing the strength to the community, as you will know about the power and weakness of the community. Second step of the process is to listen to the community members. It is one of the major steps of the process. By reading about the community, you cannot learn about everything about the community. You have to listen to the people and members of the community. You should talk to the others about their interest and perception to put it into the context. You can talk to the community members during the meetups. And after this pandemic, things are more easier, as you can ping anyone on the community forums and talk and listen to them. Community leaders need to maintain regular contact with the community to collect enough information to make sound recommendations and decision on services and priorities to identify the community's issues. The next step is to bring people together to develop a shared vision. Once we know there are some common interests among community members and you have identified a few individuals who seems willing to work on a community development initiatives, the next step is to hold a community meetup. The purpose of this gathering will be developing a shared community vision through imagining their ideal community and discussing their ideas together. They will determine to arrive at a common vision and some broad strategic decisions. Fourth step is to assess communities' assets and resources, needs and issues. To work effectively in a community development context, we need to find some information about our community. It is extremely helpful to undertake a community assessment, which will collect both qualitative and quantitative data on a wide range of community features. You can follow the SWOT analysis method to collect the points to particular areas being higher priorities for actions. In SWOT, S stands for strength of the communities, V for weakness, O for opportunities in the future, and finally T and about the threats about the community. This step is to help community members to recognize and articulate areas of concerns and their causes. As we know, without members, there is no community. One member is defined by the dedication and work done by the community members. Community members will define the issues and the solutions for resolving them. However, it is the community members that are most familiar with the situation. By providing tools, resources, space, and facilitation, community developers empower the community to start to take the ownership of the issues and of the development of the solutions. Sixth and one of the most important steps is to establish a vehicle for change. In most circumstances, it will be necessary to create a vehicle for change for an organization change, which will make a big impact in the long run, which in most cases will start as a steering committee. it's a very necessary step in a community to keep changing the people who are responsible to make decisions. And it will keep bringing new ideas and thoughts, and also it will help communities to grow and keep the chain running. Seventh step is to develop an action plan. As we talked earlier about strategic direction for the different initiatives of the community. After that, we should build an action plan for the community, which can have long-term, mid-term, or short-term objectives. How are we going to expand the community? In addition, if there are a number of activities or events to plan, you will need a separate action plan for each one. Eighth step is to implement action plan. There is a heart of the initiative in which financial resources, including volunteers and community members, are mobilized to take action. Ninth step is to evaluate results of actions. Often it's difficult to find reasonable and appropriate measures in terms of the time involved, especially when the desired outcomes, as it's often the case with prevention and capacity building initiatives, may not be seen for several years. However, it is important to evaluate your work, as it will help in making the goals in future. And the final step is to reflect and regroup. Allow time for the group to catch its breath before embarking on the next initiative. Thank everyone that contributed and make sure there is a good follow-up communication with the members. Celebrate your success and reflect on any disappointments that might have occurred on the way. Well, change is the only constant, and many of you might agree with me. With time, people, situations, we need to change our strategies, and it's sort of necessary to thrive in this world. Within recent months, you might see how community engagement, social media have changed. The more we are prepared for online social and community strategies, engagement, the easier it's going to retrieve the benefits of a strong and powerful online communities. We can clearly see the shift, either positive or negative. We need to focus on taking its advantage, as I mentioned before, and I need to know how it's going to help us in our long-term goals. So the main three areas, the overwhelmed communication systems, improving remote culture, and fostering community coordinations are the points on which we really need to focus. With this, I would like to end my talk here. Hopefully, I have given you something you can use on the next morning when you get back to your work. Feel free to ping me on Twitter if you have any questions. Here is my Twitter handle. Thank you for being such a great audience. Enjoy first time. Bye-bye. Hello everyone, thank you for attending my talk. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. And if you have any questions later on in your future, or if you are looking for getting mentored or getting started with open source, I am here to help you. I'm active in different communities like Mozilla, CNCF, Linux Foundation. And if you are getting started with the open source something, I can help you with getting started, and I will mentor you with good first bug, and I can help you in getting into more into open source. You can always follow me on Twitter. I mentioned in my talk already about my Twitter handle. You can follow me on Twitter, GitHub, and I am mentioning my link in chat here. So one of the ways to manage diversity is like creating the separate groups in those diverse background and geographical areas, and assign the mentors in those areas to the communities and be in sync with them continuously and talk with them. And for example, if they are facing some issues, there is mostly communication happening around.
So one of the ways to manage diversity is like
Hello, can you hear me?